Shakespeare had it easy. He could take his time writing plays, getting up from his inkwell to stretch his legs, pull up his tights, and head to the local microbrewery for an ale. But the Unexpected Productions improv troupe in Seattle, now they've got it tough. They make up Shakespearean plays on the fly, and some of the time they even get the iambic pentameter right. Three members of Unexpected Productions join us from member station KUOW in Seattle for a demonstration. Ron Hippy, Alicia Wickstead, and Randy Dixon. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Thanks.
Thank
Hello.
You.
We should explain, you do all kinds of improvisational theater, but right now, through the beginning of June, you've got this Shakespearean improv show running. Tell me how this works, Ron Hippy.
Well, basically, it is, as you said, it's an improvised Shakespeare play. We get three suggestions at the top of the show from the audience, and we roll with it, and we tell a complete play over about 90 minutes' time, and hopefully it incorporates some comedy and some tragedy, and it's got love interests, miscommunications, some stabbings, some marriages, and everything's all mixed together, and by the end, we hope that it makes some coherent sense.
And you really improvise an iambic pentameter? That seems almost impossible.
This is Alicia Wickstead. You know, we do try to improvise an iambic pentameter when it sort of comes to us naturally. We don't try to force anything in particular in it. That's why it's a little bit of comedy, tragedy, everything, including the iambic pentameter. So sometimes it comes out that way, and sometimes it's just basically Shakespearean.
Can one of you give us a little sample just to sort of remind us what iambic pentameter is, those of us who have forgotten our grammar school English classes?
Ba-ba, 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 ba-ba. So it's like 10 syllables per line,
right,
of dialogue.
A well-known line from Shakespeare that is in iambic pentameter is the beginning of The Merchant of Venice, which starts with, "In sooth, I know not why I am so sad." So you just sort of, what I do is I just sort of keep repeating that over in my head and then eventually begin to add my own dialogue and begin improvising just around the house in my own head or speaking out loud while I'm in the shower until you get a sense of that rhythm. And it's very close to how we talk. So it just takes a little bit of practice and a little bit of discipline.
Well, we were wondering if you could do a little radio show for us. Are you game?
Well, sure. I suppose.
Sure. Now, we don't have time for 90 minutes, so maybe if we could get, I don't know, a three-minute scene?
Sure. Well, so what we asked the audience at the top of the show, we asked them for three things. The first is an occupation, the second is an object, and the third is a location. So why don't you give us the answer to one or all of those questions.
How about a CIA agent? The CIA has been in the news lately.
Okay.
Wonderful.
And an object?
An eggplant. I had Baba Ganoush for lunch.
Oh.
And a location.
How about a maternity ward, since it's Mother's Day?
Aww,
perfect,
that's nice.
Perfect.
Okay.
Right, we have a CIA agent, an eggplant, and a maternity ward. All right, so this is a little sampling of improvised Shakespeare.
Good Covertius, I do thank thee for meeting me here upon this room that doth give birth to so many of our future agents.
Yes, for it is here and only here that we can speak without being heard by others.
Didst thou bring that which I requested of thee?
Yes. Indeed, I hath it in my hand. Gaze upon it, for beneath it, in its roots, lie the secrets you wish.
'Tis so bulbous and purple in its majesty.
My lords, I must interject, for yon lord Secretus hath stolen this eggplant for thy mission, and yea, thou didst send thy agent to collect it, and I say nay to thee, for mine babe, newly born, doth require sustenance from this plant of egg.
Wilt thou take this vegetable that methinks 'tis not quite vegetable nor fruit, in fact methinks I know not what 'tis? Wilt thou steal it from me as a babe is stole from a mother's arms?
Yea, I shall, lest my babe's like life be taken from me from lack of eating.
I beseech thee, pay much attention to said yearling. Yes, for his mouth be most ope, awaiting nourishment.
Yea, and thy secret business, gentlemen, is of no consequence to me. I ask if thou canst take this head of lettuce, or nay, artichoke, and use it how thou wilt to leave mine eggplant to mine son.
Pray thee, we will take thy head of lettuce from thee and hold it centrally, for our intelligence this day hath been proven to be most uncentral indeed.
Yea, I thank thee and shall leave thy fraternity to tend to my duties of maternity.
How was that?
I don't know how you do that. Alicia Wickstead, Ron Hippie, and Randy Dixon, three members of Unexpected Productions. Their Unexpected Shakespeare Show is on in Seattle through the beginning of June, and in July they'll have a run at the Colorado Shakespeare Festival in Boulder. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you.
To hear what the members of Unexpected Productions do with an Iron Chef and a tuba in a dress shop, go to our website, npr.org.
Brush up your Shakespeare. Start quoting him now. Brush up your Shakespeare, and the women you will wow.
Just acclaim a few lines from Othello, and they'll think you're a hell of a fella.
If your blonde won't respond when you flatter her, tell her what Tony told Cleopatra.
If she fights when her clothes you are mussing,
what a close much ado about nothing. Brush up your Shakespeare.